Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Time for the Friday edition of Hancock and Kelly.
You two belong together.
John Hancock, Michael Kelly on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Good morning, John Hancock.
Morning.
We've got an exciting day today.
Always.
And we're starting off with a big timer.
Well, we are. We're joined by Attorney General Designate Catherine Hanaway. She's joining us. She was named a week or so ago as the incoming Attorney General by Governor Mike Kehoe after Attorney General Andrew Bailey accepted a post in the Trump administration as the co-deputy director of the FBI. Catherine joins us this morning. Catherine, welcome to KMOX. I bet you thought you were done with politics.
I sure did, and good morning, John and Michael, and I hope you have some other bigger guest coming on later, because I don't know how much excitement I bring to the morning, but I'm super happy to be with you guys.
Well, we are delighted to have you. For those of you who aren't familiar, Catherine Hanaway has been, I would say, a monumental figure in Missouri politics over the decades.
I agree.
She ran and was elected to the State House of Representatives, became the first Republican speaker in nearly half a century. She was the first female Speaker of the House in the history of the state. She went on to run for governor, left and went into private practice. She was most recently the managing partner at Hush Blackwell, a large law firm, one of the largest, if not the largest, in the state. And now she's about a week and a few days away from becoming Missouri's Attorney General. So talk to me about how you found out about all of this and how long it took you to make a decision to jump back into the political sphere.
So it was about 2 weeks and 3 days ago, the governor's council called me and completely out of the blue, had no idea that this was coming, and said, if Andrew Bailey is promoted to this position, would you consider becoming Attorney General? And I said, boy, I don't know. I need to talk to my husband. I need to pray on it. Need to talk to the rest of my family. I said, how much time do I have to decide? And he said, well, of course, the governor doesn't want to set a deadline, but Friday would be nice. So within about 72 hours, talked with my law partners and my family and really prayed on it a lot. Maybe more importantly, had my mom pray on it a lot. And the answer was seemed pretty clear that, you know, most of my life I have dedicated to being in public service and wanted to do more public service and, you know, didn't win the governor's race. And so this seemed like just a great opportunity to come back. And, you know, I'm a person of faith. It did feel like the fact that it came completely as a bolt from the blue, that God had a hand in making this opportunity available to me.
So is this the last stop in politics for Catherine Hanaway? Because everybody else who's been attorney general for the last four or five behind you have gone on to do something else now from it.
I am super committed to serving out the rest of this term, which is about 3 years. If the voters will have me for a full term in 2028, I will serve another four. Never say never, but that would be a nice capstone to my time in public service.
You were appointed U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Missouri by President W. Bush and did that job. Tell us how that particular position provides you a preparation for what you're about to do in the Missouri Attorney General's office.
Yeah, it's fantastic preparation. As the U.S. Attorney, you are the chief federal law enforcement official for half the state. You prosecute federal crimes. I supervised over 4,000 cases. I personally took cases into the grand jury, took them to jury trials, really enmeshed myself in learning how to prosecute cases at every level. As the Attorney General for Missouri, you are the chief law enforcement official for the whole state. And my number one priority, which I think is just imperative, is combating violent crime throughout the state, but particularly here in St. Louis, where it is the number one thing that holds us back from attracting people to our region.
Yeah, no question about that. And things have changed quite a bit over the past few years. Gabe Gore now in the circuit attorney's office, I think, has made a tremendous difference in that regard. The attorney general's office functions as almost a large law firm. And you've got a number, I would guess, into the hundred of employees. Is that an apt description of the office that you're about to lead?
100% it is. There's about 200 lawyers and then another about 200 staff. They're placed all over the state. There's offices in Cape Girardeau, Springfield, Kansas City, Jeff City, and St. Louis. And, you know, my experience leading Hush Blackwell, which had 1,200 lawyers in 25 cities, is directly relevant. The big difference is in the private sector, you can pay people a whole lot of money to motivate them. The state government employees make a lot of sacrifices to be on this team. So my first sort of order of business in terms of managing this team is to give them some reassurance that what they do is valued, the work they do is super important, and that they're going to have some stability for some time now.
Catherine, you know this question's coming. This table's been set for you, right? There's a lot of cases that are already in process. You've mentioned St. Louis, high-profile issue going on with the sheriff and with the county executive. What is your position? How are you going to operate as you wind up taking over those investigations and prosecutions?
Yeah, so the Solicitor General's office, which is the office that does kind of the constitutional litigation and some of these more high-profile cases, is a place where Andrew Bailey, Eric Schmidt, and Josh Hawley all went out and recruited talent nationally. I would make the argument that Missouri's office, that group of lawyers, is the best in the country. We're going to continue to invest in them and in those cases. And I have to give Andrew Bailey just enormous credit for refocusing on public corruption. We know how important it was to St. Louis that he took out Kim Gardner. These cases are also important, but he's not just doing these cases in St. Louis, he's doing these cases all over the state, and I'm definitely going to continue that effort to ensure that our public servants actually serve the public and not themselves.
That's Catherine Hanaway. She's the incoming Attorney General for the state of Missouri. You know, Michael, she and I got involved in politics at about the same time. Catherine still has hair. And
she's still winning elections.
And she's still winning elections. So, Catherine, we wish you nothing but the best. We're grateful for your time this morning. And good luck running that very important office for the people of Missouri.
Well, and I just want to say thank you to the two smartest guys in politics and the longevity that you have had and the insights that you provide us. As on both sides of the aisle, in a reasonable, civil, and collegial way, it is so appreciated.
Oh, my gosh, how nice was that?
And
is that admissible in court?
Yeah, the check is payable to Hanaway, H-A-N-A-W-A-Y. Hey, Catherine, have a great day. It's Michael Kelly, John Hancock. We'll be back after this on Camel X.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome back to the Hancock and Kelly Show. We're going to stick around for the next hour with Amy as Chris is out of town.
Going to see Oasis in Chicago, is he?
I think he did it last night. I'm curious as to how it went. It's going to be an absolutely
gorgeous we'll all find out on Monday or Tuesday.
We're here Monday. Yeah. I was just going to say, it's going to be a gorgeous weekend. And on Monday, if you're barbecuing pork steaks, God forbid, or something else, you can listen to Hancock and Kelly. We'll be on from what, 9 to noon?
That's what they tell me.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Speaking of fun, how about the sheriff inside the city of St. Louis, already under investigation from the Attorney General's office down in Jefferson City? Yesterday, we found out that the federal government has indicted him as well.
Yeah, for handcuffing his deputy. And
Or the jail director.
Or the jail director, right. And then
he was conducting his own investigation.
A bit of good news is Andrew Bailey dropped the nepotism charge of the state's case against him. But it... The future, let's say, does not look bright for Arthur Montgomery.
Yeah, and it seems to have been earned. It's really kind of a study, I think, in kind of the lunacy of politics these days after it's all over with. Speaking of the lunacy of politics, we've got the President of the United States wanting to redraw lines here. He doesn't want him to redraw them over there. First of all, we usually wait every 10 years to redraw the lines. That's been the custom and the practice here in the state of Missouri. He says, we're going to redraw the lines here in Missouri. Mike Kehoe has remained silent. But, John, I think it's inevitable that Missouri's going to do this same
charade. It's going to happen. They're going to draw a 7-1 Republican map, and that will require splitting the Kansas City district of Emanuel Cleaver, the Democrat over there. It will require splitting that into parts of three different districts to create a district that will elect a Republican. And at least in theory, all of the other seats will remain stable. The Wesley Bell seat certainly will be Democratic if over here. And then the other six seats that are currently held by Republicans will continue to be held by Republicans, although one or two or three of them, depending on how they split the hairs here, are going to be less Republican tomorrow than they are today. And whether that makes them any of them competitive remains to be seen. I suspect that if you're precise and you don't really care about communities of interest and contiguous and compact districts, I suspect you can draw seven Republican majority map districts that are fairly safe.
Well, it will be interesting to watch. It's really kind of sad to watch what's happening throughout the country. Hey, you can see Hancock and Kelly, the television show, on Fox 2, 8:30 on Sunday morning.
Indeed you can, and it's the Chris and Amy Show. Mine is Chris plus Amy. That's next on Camel X.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.